Bitten Lips, something ancient yet popular. Another costume drama set in the Qing Dynasty, Story of Yanqi Palace, is becoming a hit on the small screen this summer. Not only the plot, but also the makeup in this TV series has drawn much attention, especially the lips of the concubines. To those unfamiliar with ancient Chinese women's makeup, the bitten lip style looks quite modern. In fact, decorating lips in such a way is not a new thing. It dates back to the Han Dynasty, as petal and cherry are the two most used metaphors to describe lips of women. Chinese aesthetics tends to make females' lips look smaller and redder. There was an exception in the Tang Dynasty, when people were more open-minded, and women tended to dye their lips black. Such makeup was connected with grief and sorrow, which was considered a unique beauty in that time. Undoubtedly, such avant-garde experiments only lasted for a short period, as they betrayed the mainstream traditional aestheticism. Other variations had long-lasting life, such as bitten lips, which once enjoyed popularity in the Ming and Qing dynasties. If you want to try such makeup, prepare a concealer, lip balm, and a lipstick or lip gloss. Step 1. Cover the edges of your mouth with concealer. Step 2. Moisturize your lips with lip balm. Step 3. Use concealer to cover the natural color of your mouth. Step 4. Apply lipstick or lip gloss to the center of your mouth. Make sure that the color is paler from the center to the edges of your mouth.